You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
Being here like always in the beginning of the time.
Okay, I messed up. I don't know what I'm doing.
Nah, it's EA, bro. You already know what it is. Representing the 919.
Man, it's your boy Chuck Two Nice, man. Representing the 803. I'm coming to you live back from the man cave.
Okay. Congratulations. You know the vibes.
Carolina Kings, boy.
What's up? Hey, no, bro. I'm just happy that you got your man cave back, man. You seem so excited. You got a whole lot of energy, man. Dare I say, like, big dick energy, dog? You feel like you got your own shit back? What's up?
Yeah, man. My shit. Yeah, I got dirt on the tip, bro. My shit dragging the ground, right?
Talk, man.
I'm loving it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a nice, clean podcast. Ain't going to be no background noise. Well, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not a 5-year-old, so.
Right.
You might creep.
Didn't hear that die in 2 seconds, but it's all good. We love the kids right here.
So. Yeah. So what's good, bro? We got some stuff to talk about?
I always got something to talk about. It's podcast night. I'm just waiting to see if we're gonna let the people know what you're sipping on tonight. If you're sipping.
I just got some brews tonight, man. I got faded last night. I wasn't drinking a liquor today.
On the smooth ass Tuesday, huh?
Tuesday, bro. So I ain't drinking shit Friday, bro. Fuck this. Gotta take a break.
Yeah, your body would probably be thankful for it.
Yes, bro. Definitely not 20 no more. 30. Ah.
Dang, bro, I be feeling that shit different now, what?
That shit is hella different. So what you want to talk about first, though?
I don't know. I was thinking you probably had some bullshit that really didn't matter like you always do to start us off with.
Actually, dude, you know what I'm saying? Since it's the Carolina Kings and we represent the Carolinas, I talked about this a few podcasts ago about South Carolina passing the open carry. So it passed through the House and the Senate, and it's going on that dummy desk tomorrow for him to sign off on it. So I will repeat.
Dummy?
Huh? McMaster.
Who's the dummy?
McMaster. Yeah, Government Masters. He's the dummy.
Even his name sucks.
Yes. Yeah. We're not even going to go there, but
okay.
I'm going to. No, I just want to put that out there again. This shit is a trap. My black people do not follow this fucking bill. This shit is a fucking trap. Don't follow that shit. Do not open carry. If you got your concealed weapon permit, just hide. Just conceal your shit like you've been doing. Follow the rules of that damn concealed weapon permit. Don't follow up this bullshit. I know I definitely not. My shit would be tough. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Man, I heard they didn't even know the state they're doing it in. This, they got it in Texas, too.
Yeah, it's a bunch of states. Some states already had it, but it's a bunch of states jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm saying newly passed. Like, you already know that is.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, people don't listen to them, all right? Because they already fuck you up if you got a broken taillight. So,
exactly.
Registration round. That's they what they're going to do if you think you got a gun for real. For real.
They're shooting us for less right now.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
All right, man. Thanks for sharing that. Appreciate that.
We've been taking some L's. I mean, we take a lot of L's regardless.
Some.
So we've been taking some L's this past week or so. Damn, USC, University of South Carolina, he called this shit University of California. Then he gonna steal 2 paragraphs from his damn speech from a damn Navy vet.
Who?
Not a Navy, Marine vet. The president. Who? The president. That's why he resigned. President.
For real? Yes. Damn. I didn't even know. I mean, that school already is second shit. I didn't know it got worse. I didn't think it could get worse.
Bruh. Shit going. I mean, I don't know. Like, how the hell? And then that's not the only USC graduation. It's a bunch of them different USC, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he do like 14 of these shits, like a semester. How the fuck you call this shit the University of California.
Must be thinking about my brother. Because as far as Vance concerned, the only USC you respect around here is Southern California.
Exactly. And that man stole two paragraphs. I mean, he ain't take them and even change up no words in it. This motherfucker used the shit word for word. I guess he was thinking because it was a military vet that nobody would pay attention to it. Somebody paid attention to it because people posted, probably recorded it and posted it on social media. Jackass. Now he quit. L's.
That's. I didn't expect that different from South Carolina, to be honest. Never like that.
McMaster just lifted the mask ordinance for school. He's talking about we need to see our kids' faces.
Why?
Bruh, I don't know. Bruh. Hey, you got something else to talk about, bruh? I don't want to talk about
this. Shit didn't change. You want to see how Johnny Braces has got his teeth coming in now? Who cares?
But
some pedophiles, the
and they superintendent already said, "Nah, we're gonna be wearing masks." So okay. don't. All right, he can say what he want. Still gonna be wearing masks. But you already know they running with this shit now. Motherfuckers be all up in the store with no masks. The governor said don't have to wear it. So the governor is the scientist or whatever behind that says that the coronavirus is gone. Okay.
Rand Paul tried to argue down Fauci the other day about where we actually like doing research and what the research is going and is it necessary, and actually just trying to get down to the fact saying that he thinks that it was something that was man-made by China to affect everybody.
Everybody blaming it on China.
It was like watching U.S. government like legislation meets like YouTube conspiracy wormholes, rabbit holes.
Yeah.
All in one. It was the worst shit I've ever seen. It was like a mashup episode or something. It's terrible.
It's a mashup episode?
Yeah, it was terrible. It's like if you clicked on YouTube conspiracy theories of the coronavirus, and then like you had a fucking member of Congress who believed that shit and was asking the foremost leader in infectious diseases in the United States whether he's worth funding it to be created.
Funding the coronavirus?
Well, with the government funding it to be created, along with, I don't know, bro. It was some backwoods bullshit, bro. Like I said, Rand Paul was the one talking about it.
Yeah, okay. Man.
But anywho.
People are blind to the fact. Like, it's time to think that way. But other times, people dying, man, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Any time is appropriate for you to be a U.S. congressman or senator and talk about.
I'm saying as far as like the conspiracy theory stuff, like it is some stuff out there that, yeah, it is, but.
Yeah, okay.
When you come to something like this, killing off millions of people, bro, calm down.
Well, next time, make sure you bring your tinfoil hat to fucking Capitol Hill.
Oh shit, bro. Blocking the aliens and all that shit out.
Hey,
what you about to say? Okay. What you about to say?
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, I was saying that HR 40 passed the Judiciary Committee, and now it's going to be voted on and by the House of Representatives on the floor level, which is fire. And all HR 40 is a study of slavery and impact it had in regards to reparations. And we gotta say that shit, no way. I think I said about it last time, but it's officially going through the floor of the House of Representatives. We'll see what happens with it. The sponsor for this, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, out of Texas. So hopefully it goes somewhere and does some good. I'm just following it, keeping everybody up to date on it, because, you know.
Well, say, give me my money. And I'm gonna talk about that shit about 4 or 5 podcasts, but.
Hey, you know what? I just got to keep people on the pulse. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving the people what they want.
Break us off. It's just, I don't want that 40 acres and a mule. I mean, give me my money, cuz. I go buy my shit. I buy my shit I want to buy. My land and stuff. Fuck that. Y'all about took all the land anyway. Shit. Got to get that bullshit land out there with all that fucking swamp and water and shit. I'm good. Okay.
Swamp and water and shit. All right. You are wild. Nah, that was fire. Just thinking about other things maybe going on in the world. I don't know. White folks have lost their mind when it comes to critical race theory. So that's something I guess
we can. Why you say that, yo? Why you say that, yo?
Because the whole concept of critical race theory, it requires you to think of things that are, have different situations or scenarios that make your brain say, I never thought about it that way.
Exactly.
Why people hate that shit?
Because they only think about it one way.
Exactly. Why on God's green earth would I ever think of another way of things going? That it's worked perfectly fine right here. This is perfectly fine. Like, and I always think most of them don't even know what the fuck critical race theory is. You know how I know they don't know what it is? Because like everything, they gave that shit an acronym already.
Damn.
CRT. What?
Boy, Americans critical will acronym race? The hell out some shit, boy.
Boy, white Americans especially.
Yes, because the Air Force got a whole fucking booklet on. I was like, bro, get that shit out of here. You better tell me what it is. Don't be telling me no CPO. And I was like, man, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Tell me what the shit is, bro. God damn. Like, sit here and learn this bullshit. Yeah, that's how you know. I mean, whatever, bro. It's just like there's no racism. It's not, U.S. is not racist. You guys talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, not from what I heard, not from what our politicians are telling us. Shit's not racist, so I didn't know I even brought that last point up. That shit racist as fuck, and I'm not about to explain shit, bro. Like what that saying is? What's the saying? A honeybee never explained to a fly why honey is better than shit, bro. Not explain.
Right.
Fuck out of
this
shit.
I mean,
they said dumb shit, but whatever.
Honestly, critical race theory is just a way of using race as a lens through which one could critically examine social structures.
Yeah, but
you can use it for law. You can use it for politics, economics. You can use it for society. I mean, anyway. Any way you want to look at it. If you want, you can even do it science fictionally, abstractly.
Here,
I'll give you an example. Okay. So, white people love aliens, so let's do aliens. So, if an alien race came out of the sky.
No.
Follow me. Go with me here.
Oh, go ahead. Let's do it.
Alien race people come out of the sky. Boom. Out of the sky. Aliens are here. And they come and they say, hey, we can cure everybody of all the illnesses of the world forever. No one will ever be sick, and you'll live to be at least 200 years old. All you gotta do is give us your black people.
Hey.
Now, do you think the world will give up all the black people for that?
Fuck yeah, we're gonna be on another planet.
Well, I'm saying, do you think the rest of the world will give up all the black people and give them to the aliens?
And give them to the aliens?
Yes or no. Okay, I don't know what took you so long. Yeah, that's just another way of looking at critical race theory, like science, for science fiction way. It's just looking at shit through racial terms, you know, racial lenses, shit like that.
Yeah, nah, I got you.
Yeah, I just want to break it down for the people. Maybe that's some non-white people, or, you know, I mean, non-black people, you know, listening.
But I mean, it's just, we already know how white people think. White is right, so. That's how I go, man. They got all the books and all the shit white boys wrote long ago, and they've been following the shit ever since.
1775.
And little bullshit to it.
1775. That's when this country started. 1775. It's funny because it's true.
It's fucking hilarious.
All right, let's move on. You got something you
want to? Yeah, I want to talk about some information that nobody probably can use, but really not information. It's really not information. It's really just some shit that kind of pissed me off because I couldn't imagine being in this situation. So it's actually kind of funny. So this 4-year-old boy accidentally bought $2,600 worth of SpongeBob popsicles on his mama Amazon account.
Oh no.
Bruh. What?
Bruh. They eat popsicles for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next 10 years.
Who? That little boy, man. Oh my God. I couldn't imagine that shit, bro.
What are gonna do? Take it back? No.
Bruh, you're gonna have to go you want to go send his ass to go live with SpongeBob ass or something? About to go
live with SpongeBob and Patrick under the sea.
Hell yeah, you got to go work at what SpongeBob? Where you work at?
Krabby Patty.
Yeah, work at the Krabby Patty spot, bro. You got to earn this money. It's bad, bro. That shit just hit me. I got a 5-year-old, but I mean, he likes SpongeBob. But I was like, man, it's just crazy because Lil Chuck's smart as hell, and I could just see his ass doing this shit. I'm getting used to SpongeBob popsicles. I need a lot of them. He probably wouldn't know he's gonna spend $2,600, but he just know he got a lot of them shits on the way. Oh my God, bro.
Man, that little kid is gonna be like the Bubba Gump of popsicles. Dude. See why they know every kind of flavor of popsicle there is, how you can taste it, how you can cook it, interesting ways to do shit with it.
Mm-mm. I know he got his ass cut, but
fuck that mama credit up, boy.
Yeah, damn, having to pay that bitch back. Oh, hey,
what's up?
I saw for the new Superman movie.
Black Superman movie.
Yeah, it's gonna feature a black lead actor.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, you know. I know a while back when they first was talking about it, we wanted to talk to Michael B. Jordan about doing it, but he said he's gonna sit this one out. But more likely they said they're gonna just use they're gonna use a new up and coming actor or something like that to play. I don't think they're gonna get anybody that's already seasoned to do it.
If the black actors, whatever the boy got sub, they need to sit this motherfucking out. Project girl. This shit's trash. First of all, it's DC, it's already gonna be ass. Exactly. Second of all, there's no need for a black superhero. Black Superman, not superhero.
Yeah, it was a black Superman in the comics, and he was from like an alternate universe or some bullshit. But they're not going with that storyline. It's supposed to be a completely new storyline or some shit.
Man, Superman is the most boring ass superhero.
Bruh, he's too fucking strong. And then you get a little green rock and slap his ass a couple times with it, he die. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
He never dies, but all he gotta get is sunlight, and he's back again. That nigga OP like a motherfucker, overpowered.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. They did it wrong. Oh, hey, bro, since we talking about some movies and shit, bro, I'm gonna tell you, it'll never be a Pineapple Express 2. I don't know why they would make one, but I just threw that out there because Seth Rogen said he probably never, he never plans on working with James Franco again, because he got into some allegations with some sexual misconduct with 5 different women that came forth. 4 of them were students at his film school, and one of them was a mentor at the film school.
So no, Franco?
So he under a little heat right now. I said, damn. That shit fucked me. I was like, damn, yo.
Damn, rich nigga, y'all better
leave these girls alone,
man. Yeah, man. He came a long way from that damn movie where he had his arm stuck in that goddamn rock while he's rock climbing. Got to be more careful.
Yeah.
Leave that bullshit where it's at.
I know. When the women come forth, your ass done.
Yeah, Felicia Rashad, she became the dean of Harvard University's College of Fine Arts.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah, fine ass Claire Huxtable. I mean, it's inappropriate to keep saying that, but that's a fine one. But God,
that black day don't crack, boy.
Whoa. Yeah. All right, let's stop being creepy. But what I'm saying is, that's dope. It's at Harvard University, where she's an alumni of, which is fire.
Don't call me no creep.
I guess I'm just talking to myself here. the thoughts and minds and expressions of my opinion and not the views of the broadcast of the system. I grew up looking at Claire House and be like, Lord, she's fine. Anyway. But I just thought that was fire, man. Let's see. Who else is over here I want to talk about? Oh, Netflix. Kevin Hart supposed to be releasing a new movie called Fatherhood.
I thought you were about to say comedy special. I was about to say
no. I okay. think he's going to hit the reset on that. Hopefully he will. But this is a movie, Fatherhood. It's an adaptation based on the novel Two Kisses for Maddie, memoir of loss and love by Matthew Loughlin. I'm reading this from the website because of him. The film follows Hart's character, Matt, as he navigates the highs and lows of parenthood. From putting an infant child to sleep or dealing with family pressures, Matt is determined to beat the odds to become the best father he can be. Hart is co-producing a song alongside David Bobear and Peter Kiernan, with Dana Stevens, Marty Bowen, and Paul Weitz developing the screenplay. Apparently the trailer's out. I haven't seen it yet, but...
Oh, do got a trailer out? Yeah,
it looks pretty emotional. I guess it's just Kevin Hart not being Kevin Hart in a thousand movies again.
Yeah.
But you know Kevin Hart played the same character in every damn movie Kevin Hart's in.
Now that one where he was helping the dude in the wheelchair, that was actually pretty good. He was a little different from all the other roles. I mean, well,
movie helping a dude in a wheelchair. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was called damn. I forgot what
it is. You gotta make up shit, bro.
I'll look it up and I'll have it after the break. But
okay.
No, I ain't making it up. It was pretty good.
I mean, if you say so. I'm just taking word for it.
Oh shit.
I'm just saying. Everyone knows Kevin Hart has a distinct pattern of acting. He's right. Kevin Hart. It's like Matthew McConaughey. He's the same person in the movie.
Oh yeah.
Just like when it comes to, what's his name? Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg's the same person in every movie.
Hold on. Yeah, he is. Hey, Matthew McConaughey, he was in Lincoln Lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln Lawyer was good, but he is the same. He was like...
The same character from Days of the Views. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're right. Oh, hey, the name of the movie is called The Upside.
Okay. It definitely didn't run out to see that. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I watched it I had seen it. But
it's okay. Don't be afraid to share.
It came out of 2017. No the fuck it ain't.
This is a safe space, my friend.
But I had watched it. Man, that movie was 2 hours. I sat there for 2 hours and watched that bullshit. I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
I thought you had the worst attention span ever. But
nah, no. When it comes to movies, I sit there and watch a movie.
Yeah, it's true. I will give you that.
So this motherfucker, Derek Chauvin, decide. You know what I'm saying? He because they really finna. No, everybody was talking about because they did like the little chart. I think I was talking about that shit before. They had a little chart talking about the years that he could get, but it was some factors in there that can get him more time. And mm-hmm. the judge is really going heavy at those factors, saying he's going to get more time than what that chart says. So of course, you got to find something. They got to find something wrong. So one of the jurors, I think we was talking about this. You said they had Black Lives Matter rallies or something like that?
Yeah.
But anyway, he filed a motion for to do a retrial. I guess that shit's still going on, but he ended up getting a trial for his ass because they indicted him and those other officers that was out there with him on federal charges. So regardless of what happened with that shit, you finna have some fed time too. But
so I guess he is getting a new trial.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, he's getting a new trial. Yeah. that way when you finish doing this time that this judge gonna give your ass for the state charges, you can go ahead and go and do your fed charges right after that, player.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and run that shit consecutively, not concurrent.
No. Hell yes. No. One after the other. Hey, What movie was that? With Cat Williams. He was in jail. Tiffany Haddish played his baby mama. She came up and had a little white boy.
Oh, yeah.
School dance.
School dance. I love that movie.
I have been in here 14 years.
Consecutively.
That means one after the fucking other.
Exactly.
And I have not taken a day off. That baby is not light skinned. He is rice skinned.
He's white. Why'd you bring this baby? Hello, sir. I don't know why this woman brought you in here. He called the baby, sir.
He said that baby got $7.50 as a credit score
right now. Oh my god. Yo, if I hadn't seen that movie School Dance, that's hilarious. That should be a kid combo one night. School Dance and Slip On.
It is Slip On. It's like the who made potato salad. It's like that. Yeah. Shit. It's like one of them.
It's
like
better than that.
No, it is better than that. It's like one of them because that shit ain't had nothing to do with it to the end.
To the very end.
Yeah.
Bruh, they had Lil Duval who couldn't hear anything.
Kevin Hart was in that shit.
Except for what he wanted to. Kevin Hart was in there playing Kevin Hart. Yeah. But look at that little duo who couldn't hear anything except what he wanted to, but he really couldn't hear that either because he had herpes in his ear. Oh my gosh. This guy's
he said, you know when I was born, my mom had herpes and I got it in my ear. I'm like, Say what? He was, Kevin Hart was OG Pretty Thug or some bullshit like that.
Right. That's pretty much Kevin Hart playing Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart again.
I'm not giving up on that premise.
Oh, Mike Epps was in that shit.
Everybody was in that movie.
Yeah, that shit was good.
Man. That joint was hilarious. Slept on like a mug. Oh, man. Good times. But this is a good time to take a little break and come back with some more.
Love good times. Yeah, we take a break.
Bullshit and shenanigans. We'll be back.
All right.
Back in the building.
Yeah, I found my way back. No GPS.
Yeah, I told you like one of them little kids like going to the mall, little white parents that had their kids on the leashes. Cause you wander off, get lost every time.
Bro, don't be putting my business out there like that. What the hell wrong with you?
My bad, bro. Oh man, what's up? Man, you want to get into some sports chat? I figure this is the time to podcast where you take us down this. Roll the bullshit. So let's get to it, man.
Yep. Lakers beat the Knicks the other night. Let's go.
We're going to talk about that later.
Hall of Fame this weekend, 15. I'm definitely going to tune in. Michael Jordan going to help induct my boy. The Mamba into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Hey, I actually didn't know they're doing two this year. Cause they're doing the ones from last year, which you got Kobe, yeah. Tim Duncan, KG, and then they got another one they're gonna do. I guess they're gonna do it later on. They didn't say when they're gonna do it. They just said it's gonna be a two part. Gonna have the 2020 class and the 2021 class this year, but it's not gonna be all at one time. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah. So, I really want to see what Michael Jordan got to say. You know, I know he's gonna be out there crying, and that crying meme going on.
Wow. The man cry for like 35, 40 years, and he cried one, two times.
He said it, but he said he's like, man, I know I'm about to be a meme again. Yeah, they're gilling. But they got that going on. Oh shit! Speaking of like a future Hall of Famer, yo, Steph Curry, yo, he's 83 pointers behind Ray Allen record.
I believe it.
Career 3-pointers, and he played 600 less games in his band.
Yeah, I believe it.
I said, goddamn! I said, hold on, I need to go check this. Somebody capping on that shit. 600, bro.
Who are you, an official fact checker?
Yeah, right. But, I mean,
they said seasons ago he was on Crush Ray Allen record.
Yeah, he's on
Crush. Just because of the pace he was on.
Yeah.
Hell, when Thomas, what's called to get back his homie? What's his name?
Clay Thompson, yeah.
When Clay Thompson probably, get back, he gonna crush that shit too.
Damn, I be forgetting that man gone, boy. That man,
yeah. He played two seasons.
You can't fuck around with the knees, boy.
He had consecutive injuries.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. He came back and got hurt again.
Yep.
Damn. And he a motherfucking jump shooter, boy. He need them shit. What?
See,
nah, but at the end of the day, I think we done said this shit. Man gonna go down as the best 3-point shooter ever. Play this motherfucking game. He changed that shit. He got fucking centers and big men want to be fucking 3-point shooters instead of getting their big ass down there in the paint.
Not want to be. You can't get in the paint no more. They tell you, get out of there. Or they put your ass on the bench.
Get out the paint. Shoot threes. Like, what? Yep. That shit terrible. I
got something for sports real quick.
Go ahead.
J. Cole became the first artist with a solo slam cover. They gave him a solo slam cover. He's the only rapper to ever do that shit. And they can't say he's going to play basketball in the NBA Africa League, man.
Yep. You seen the video on Instagram when he boomed? But that nigga nose was at the rim, boy. I said, ho. Cole got the bunnies, boy.
Yo. Cole got bunnies, boy.
Two hand that thing, too, boy.
Well, you know, he's about our age. There you go.
I know. Well, it's like, okay. Go do your thing, son. Niggas online is like, I can't wait to get me a jersey, boy. I said,
that's exactly what I was about to say. Yes. I can't wait to give me a jersey for one of them African teams, bro. Fire.
I'm going to go buy me, get me a frame now for that shit. That bitch going up in the man cave display.
We talking about J. Cole jersey?
Yeah, I'm framing that joint.
Man, I just want the flyest one from the team. I just want the one that looks best. Yeah, his jersey would be cool, but yeah, I guess so. That's that nigga signing.
They all play for the same team?
No, I said I just want the flyest, freshest jersey of all the teams. I don't care.
Oh, all the teams. I got
all of. We don't know who's good and who's not no more. So I'm going to go straight off flavor. Straight off sauce.
You right. I got
off the drip. So I just want to. I can't wait till this shit come out. Man, I'm about to rock the fuck out them shit. Wait. Drip season, jersey. Baby. Drip season.
I ain't wear jersey in a minute.
That's nice.
To a football game or something, but... Oh, speaking of football, actually, I'm gonna talk about this first. It's still football related, but Colt Brennan, Hawaii quarterback, broke all the NCAA records at quarterback. I think, what's his name? Just broke that shit from LSU before he went to the league.
Burrows,
yeah, he had just broke. He broke. I don't think he broke all of them. He broke most of them, but he passed away Tuesday. Mm. His dad, Ted Collin, told ESPN. But I read the article, and he did have some drinking problems because he had a lot of run-ins with the law as far as drinking and stuff. But that's not what killed him. What happened was he ingested something that was laced with fentanyl. And he never came back to consciousness. They couldn't never bring him back, so he ended up passing away from it.
Yeah, that fentanyl.
And he was only 37, bro.
Yeah. I remember Cole Brennan when we used to play NCAA football all the time, man. We would do like the little every summer we'd pick a team that we would do like the franchise with or whatever, have a league thing. And I just picked Hawaii just because I didn't want to be in nobody's conference with all the mother dudes. So I picked either Hawaii or Notre Dame. But when I had Hawaii, man, we was nasty, bro. We was nasty.
I remember this man came in 2005, 2006. He beat the dog shit out of Charleston Southern. He only played 3 quarters. I think it was 75. 75 to like 20. Some shit like that. Some crazy shit, bro. And I mean, don't know. I guess they took the money. I guess y'all something we just went and said, yeah, we'll take that money. So y'all can beat the fuck out of us. The man played three quarters, bro.
Taking himself on a state game. What?
giving that man the stats, boy. Crazy stats, bro.
I remember when South Carolina State went up there to play Texas A&M when they had what's the boy name? Johnny Football. What's his name? Johnny Manziel.
Oh, Manziel.
That's how I knew about Johnny Manziel before everybody else did, because that's the first game they played of the season. The state got broke the fuck.
What the
fuck? I never saw a white quarterback run on a black team defense like that. Running that? No, you might out throw the ball on a motherfucker, but that motherfucker was running.
Man. I can't even lie to you. I done seen him before, bro. I witnessed a white boy with that's the feet of a god, huh?
High school, that's not the same.
It don't matter, bro. He still had the feet of a god. I ain't never seen a white boy do that in my life, though. And it was college, too. He did it in college, too.
Yeah, Feast was moving. Don't know what time we're talking about. Grayson
Mullins, boy. Woo! He went USC and fucked up. I think they had got caught stealing some laptops. Some shit. Some dumb shit. Lou Holtz. When Spurrier got there, he cut his ass. I think he had that. Got fucked up on something. He ended up going to Presbyterian. He ended up going to Presbyterian and punishing. I think the boy went undefeated.
Punishing everybody. The motherfucker played soccer first. If you like that, niggas in soccer, please. Cutting like a motherfucker, boy.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker. I ain't never seen a white boy with feet like that on the football field. But,
rest in peace to Cole Brennan, though. I mean, to get out
of the like that. Yeah. Rest in peace to him. Yeah, that's crazy. He was on 37, bro. Yeah. This football thing, bro. I saw Green Bay sign Blake Burrows today. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations to the Bay, yo.
Right. Congratulations. Blake Burrows. He's in Jacksonville, right?
Tell you the truth, I didn't know he was still playing. I mean, I didn't know what he still had like going on.
He didn't even know he was still playing, probably.
I saw that shit today and I was just like, real talk, I really believe he was just sitting at the house. You know what I'm saying? Chilling, probably watching, I don't know, whatever.
Blake Bortles told, I remember in the Super Bowl, they asked him a question. Well, not Super Bowl, I think it was like one of the championship games. Bro, interview asked him, hey, so Blake, what would you be doing if you didn't play for the Jacksonville Jaguars? He said, I don't know. Probably work construction, ripping cigs every day.
What? Okay, so I take back what I said then.
I get you not.
So he was over there running some wire or something.
Right.
Some kind of, he got a phone call. He's like, hey, I got to take this real quick.
I'm like, I'm trying to put this sheetrock up.
Green Bay practicing on the site to a 1-year contract.
So, yeah, I buy cigarettes and green packs. Yeah.
So we don't know what the fuck discount double check going to do. But well, they know what he's going to do. He said he out of there.
He knows what he's doing. He out of there, baby.
Man. Oh, man.
Man, it's going to be funny to see where he ends up at, though. What they get back for him.
Yeah.
Everybody know he went out, so they like they can demand a king's ransom.
Nah, they can't, because them motherfuckers sit over there and watch y'all get y'all ass cut all year.
Mm-hmm. With glee. Just watch ass cutting. You all right over there?
Terrible, bro. I mean, he got every right to do that. Because, man, shit, if a goddamn that contract bullshit, if motherfucker wanted to just cut your ass just because they can do it, it's like, yo, what the fuck? So, shit, guess what? I don't want to play for you. Sorry, bitches, y'all want to damn listen to me when I say shit. Sit right here and watch y'all get your ass cut all year.
You know they don't feel like they gotta listen to nobody. Even the owners.
They did.
Think about Green Bay, it's crazy. Don't nobody own the Green Bay Packers. The fucking town owned the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, that's stupid.
They just got executives. No, that's the only team in the league that they don't have an owner. The town of Green Bay owns the Green Bay Packers. Like, they have executives and people like that, but the town need to go ahead and do some thinking, boy. Arithmetic. I mean, they're losing 15 million. They're losing 15 million per game without him. Without, you know what I'm saying? With coronavirus, that's 15 million a game.
Yeah.
And then you're not gonna have Aaron Rodgers back.
Oh shit. So are they gonna have fans? Are they gonna have fans this year? I ain't seen nothing on there.
I think it's still up in the air.
Because I know
state.
Because I know October 17th, Minnesota and Carolina play at Carolina.
Oh word?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, what's good?
Can't wait to see us crack y'all ass. Well, I can't
you
wait to see us dust y'all off. Hell yeah, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, huh? Oh yeah, hell yeah, Sam Donald, baby. Teddy Bridgewater already say y'all practice is trash, so
he can say what he want. Make sure he need to make sure he put on two sets of gloves for them little ass hands he got. Can't
two
even grip
sets
a goddamn
of
football.
Or two gloves.
Two sets of gloves. Damn, glove on each hand.
That's a lot, bro.
Can't even grip a goddamn football.
Hey, that's a lot on one hand, bro.
Hey, you had them first, so you tell me too. Shit, both of us had them.
Niggas was playing all right for us, so he got his shit. Well, he didn't even get his shit broke up. He fucking just tripped.
That's the fucked up way to put it, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it was a non-contact injury.
Bruh, that shit was a fucking freak accident, bruh. This nigga almost lost his leg and just tripping and shit like that. I done seen his ass get laid out before, bro. Told the fuck up, but that shit crazy. Well, no, it ain't too crazy because my brother did the same thing in high school. He just tripped and fell into his ACL. His offensive line was ass, just like ours. Running for your life.
Running for your life. Hey, that shit is always fire. That public enemy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's all I have for sports, bro.
Great. Yeah, I barely beat the fucking Knicks. I'm gonna add my ad. I wanna throw that in there. Supposed to be fucking NBA world champions.
The old man was on the bench.
First of all, he wasn't about to play us no way, because we played too tough for him. We too physical.
What?
For him. Yeah, we're too physical for LeBron right now.
Where y'all too physical right now?
Defensively? For LeBron James right now in this current state? You saw what he looked like when they played the Kings? Were you watching? He was, yeah, he's better sitting young tenders now. Yeah. It took all y'all had to beat us.
That's all we had. They barely called him the King. He was sitting, he was on the bench.
Yeah, yeah, Kings don't sit on benches. They sit on thrones. So I don't know how much of a King is.
I don't know. They gave him that name. So, yeah, y'all lost. But, y'all not ready for no championship.
Moving on, back at the ranch.
What's at the ranch?
Speaking of South Carolina and being ass backwards, boy Jim Clyburn. Talking about the George Floyd police and that, and that's kind of what I talked about for our little kid convo a little bit. If you didn't mind, take a couple minutes to talk about it. So, if you don't know, Rep. Jim Clyburn, the, Jordy Chairwhip? Yeah.
Bruh.
He makes some comments, on Sunday saying that he'll never sacrifice good on the altar of perfect. I just won't do that, Clyburn said on CNN State of the Union. I know what the perfect bill would be. We have proposed that. No, you haven't. I want to see good legislation. And I know that sometimes you have to compromise. If we don't get qualified immunity now, then we will come back and try to get it later. No, you won't. But I don't want to see us throw out a good bill because we can't get a perfect bill.
They're trying to compromise. So what they're trying to, because I know, like, I guess you can't say anniversary. I know they're trying to do it on the date that, because it's getting around that time when George Floyd was murdered, right?
Yeah, the anniversary of George Floyd's death.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anniversary, but I guess that is. I mean, I guess that's why people say it, but.
Well, the 1-year memorial of
memory
of his death is May 25th, which is on our birthday.
So they're just trying to pass the bill and make it on that day or something?
Well, it's two parts. They want to make the date because of symbolism. And also, secondly, you got people that just want to get the bill passed in hopes of, I guess, knowing they're not going to get what they're going to get. But that wasn't how people were feeling before Clyburn made those remarks.
Yeah, I got you.
Everybody was like, you know, we're going to stick to qualified immunity being there, getting eliminated. You know, just stuff. It was no concessions that was being talked about being made. He just stepped out there and was like, well, if we need to work, we have bipartisan support. I'm not going to try to talk like that because I just fucked up. So I almost had a stroke. He was just saying we're going to need bipartisan support, and he not going, nothing's off the table to cut. He's like, yeah. I know. And he's saying that the bill they made currently is perfect, which is not. I mean, it's the only thing that made any difference to it or made it fire is the fact about either changing or taking away qualified immunity. And qualified immunity is not no constitutional right. It's not a law. It's just a decision that a judge that came down with or rendered in a verdict one day, and everybody decided to just run with it, especially, you know, the union. But I just don't understand why he feel like he automatically got to throw shit out and be like, we can see things to the Republicans just because. Like, his thought process is always bad for me. On one hand, he gets things done. He knows how to get things done based on him thinking and moving like that. But on the other hand, it's like, what the fuck you talking about, old man? And I don't want to be disrespectful because I grew up going to all his Jim Clyburn fish fries and steak. You know what I'm saying? Especially during homecoming with big ass speakers playing James Brown. I was there. You know, I grew up going to those shits. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I know all the things he's done for the state of South Carolina as well. And he also was the reason why we got Joe Biden as president. Convincing all South Carolina to vote for Joe Biden in the primary. So I get it. And he knows how to move and do things in regards to when white people are concerned. And you got to make sure that they feel comfortable. But we at a point in time right now where...
You don't need to make white people comfortable. Fuck that. Yeah. At the same time, you don't have to... I understand they want to... I guess, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I don't care if it happens on the day. No, we just want it done and done right. Yeah, and done to where to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be the way. It don't have to be have it done by this day. We want to try to make this person happy and make that. No, just do what's right, bro. That's all it is to it.
Exactly. I don't think that anybody would be upset if it didn't happen on May 25th, but it actually passes as what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, exactly.
Agreed. I just don't get it, man. Why South Carolina niggas think like that, man? I don't get it, man.
I don't know, but I'm willing to trade McMaster's for New York governor. Cause you know, he's
Cuomo.
You know, he's. I mean, I don't know, but he's trash too. Yeah, they're politicians. They all trash. But no, you know, I do like. I saw when he signed that bill though to restore voter rights to felons upon their release. I do like that. Yeah. They'll never do that shit here. That shit dead. So I feel like that shit dead.
Dead. I think they were Florida around the time when you got to pay a poll tax when you can even goddamn get
started to get your rights to vote. About Georgia, so you can't. They can't even hand out water to people standing in the line. I said, it's the snow, motherfucker. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot as a bitch.
Every time. But
whatever. They're politicians. They all full of shit.
Every time I see white people like in the South that are in politics, I always think about fried green tomatoes for some reason. I don't know why.
Damn, that's movie. A throwback ass movie, boy. What's
yeah,
that?
I just
they also had that VHS at the house.
You know it. I was always thinking about the more white dudes I was running around in Klan hoods and stuff, and was also like cops and also like a mayor. And at the same time, they used to get like in competition with each other about which state was the most racist. Like, yeah. Like, y'all, we can see y'all don't know how to cheat y'all niggas down here in Alabama like we treat them in Georgia. What? wait a minute, what kind of shit is that? Like, they wanted Big George ass so bad, it was like, we would have just hung the strung that nigga up. You need that? Y'all gonna ask questions? Oh, questions to a nigga?
Oh, man, that's crazy, boy.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Well, man, I watched it later on because, you know, my mom, she's, I don't need to watch that shit. But at the same time, let us watch it because it's going to show the truth. You know, it show how white people are. Yeah. Nah, okay. I ain't going to say all white people. I just said, man, you saw how white people are. I just said that.
The ones I know of.
Most of y'all. Well, we from the South. So. Yes.
Yo. You know what crossed my mind though when I was thinking about all the teachers I had from back in the day and how they used to be gaslighting the fuck out of me? Like I would question things and be like, so why do you think that's true? Or why is it like that? And I would say a fact, you know, I learned, you know, I was a smart kid. And they'd be like, well, I've never heard of that. That doesn't even sound like it could be true. Or like the things they would say in regards to like just my thought process of how I think about things. And it's like a creative writing assignment. It's wrong. How the fuck is a creative writing assignment
wrong? Something wrong. Yeah.
Shit is subjective. Creative.
As well. Like, it's creative writing.
No, it's too black. No, no.
Too black.
Are they actually white? God. Are they trying to ask, like, why is everything you write about black? Why is everything that you teach white? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Man, they're trying to make you feel like you're a crazy one and you're out of order. But when you think about it now and thinking back on it, it's like, oh, my teachers owe me an apology. I said, I don't give a fuck. Teachers owe me an apology. The little whack-ass classmates I had to go to school with owe me an apology. The white ones and the black ones, all of them owe me an apology. I don't give a fuck. Because I was over there saying facts, baby.
Yeah, I use it. Like my son, you know, they have talk about some stuff, and I tell them, I'll be like, well, this is actually what happened, but I know you have to learn that for your test. So whatever your teacher say, that wasn't going to go on your test. You know what I'm saying? But we can talk about what actually happened. You know what I'm saying? They only going to teach what go on those tests that they have. And it's pretty much going to be the way white people wrote it in the book. They want you to know what they want you to know, not the truth.
You already know that.
That's a whole nother podcast, bro.
Critical race. You get a whole new podcast.
I can go on a whole nother podcast. You know, I love history, bro. I can go on a whole nother podcast, bro.
Yeah, me too, bro. But hey, remember when they used to have show and tell? The kids that had show and tell in school?
No.
Oh, man, that was the dopest part of our school. How you take that out?
Bro, school is not, I'm going to say school ain't even, school's not really like kid friendly anymore, bro. It's like learn this, like, do this.
Little kid prison.
Yeah, it's not the same anymore. There's no show and tell. There's no fun Fridays.
Damn.
No damn. You know what I'm saying? We used to have something special. Oh, man, they don't do none of that. I don't even know if they even do. I'm trying to remember the last time Christopher had field day.
Yeah, it had to be like
first grade or something.
Oh my god, I love field day. Oh, in May, in the school. Boy, this actually look forward to field day all year.
Field day was just it, boy. Well, I know they didn't do field day last year because of fucking COVID, but I'm trying to think if they did the year before that.
School is
might have did. Yeah, it is. It's all computers and bullshit like that. But.
Yeah, that's my show and tell because, I mean, I was gonna tell you. You should tell Christopher to bring. I'm gonna tell you what I took in a minute. You should tell Christopher to bring a box set of Hidden Colors. For the school, the class to watch.
Well, they'll be sending that email.
Box set of Hidden Colors. They gonna send that email.
Well, my dad said that this is the real history.
Right.
That what really happened?
What really happened in America? Oh my god,
bro, that shit crazy. Yeah.
Bro, when I had show and tell one time, I think I wore like I didn't wear my dashiki, I wore like my Kente colored vest. Oh my god.
That boy, that boy. Ooh, that boy went straight. That boy looked like Straight
to the motherland. I'm the real, city ass student. You understand? I'm the real city student.
Bro, you know one thing I don't, bro. I seen when I was, one of my jobs working at, man, these two dudes, they was buying, well, not what they was doing, but they was buying dashikis off some website. And this lady, the lady on there was charging like $300. Yo, yeah, $200-$300. I looked at them, I said, y'all really about to pay that much? I was like, bro, my kids got real, I mean, they didn't wear them, but they have, we have them. Just up for them. I was like, they got real dashikis that's from Africa that my father-in-law seen them make them in the market. I was like, he paid like $3 or $4 for it. I said, who in the hell? I was like, what the hell this lady is capping like this, getting all this money off all these people like this, bro? That shit ain't right, bro. Yeah. I bet you none of that money goes back to the people that actually make it. Even if they might be making it in the factory somewhere. It might not even be no authentic shit. But that shit crazy.
Bet you that lady is a white lady who got a black husband. Oh my, black owned business.
Exactly, bro.
And on that note, I'm done. We are out of here.
I'm done too, bro. I'm Chuck2986 on all social media, man. Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, follow all that.
Yeah. Follow that boy. I am EACG32 on Instagram. I'm on all that on the social medias, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Get at me. I kick that shit funky fresh, you know what I'm saying? I bust all the funky. Super dumb moves.
Oh.
I got the drip report. Always nigga. Dripping. Nigga, hold up, man. I ain't talking. You said, can't ever do nothing on this. All right,
funky. Yeah, y'all know the vibe.
You know the vibe. Kill that kid.